From APM in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. This is Hurricane Preparedness Week, when residents in hurricane-prone states are encouraged to get ready for hurricane season, which starts on June 1st. Protecting populated coastal areas like New York City has also become a technological challenge. Conrad Wilson explains.
Here's the main problem.
In the last 150 years, sea level has risen about 45 centimeters in New York.
Portland State University's Stefan Talca says that may not sound like much, but the result is any storm that hits today is nearly a foot and a half higher than it was during the mid-1800s. One short-term solution is to move sensitive tech equipment and electrical boxes out of basements, or build houses several feet off the ground. Another technology that might help is a deployable flood barrier. Philip Orton, a professor at the Stevens Institute of Technology, says it's a temporary structure built to help protect the city.
It just gets deployed when there's a storm coming. It's unpopular to some people because there can be human error if it's not deployed correctly.
According to one study, using just barriers in New York is too expensive. It would only be cost-effective under the worst weather scenarios. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.